It's been more than a year since President Barack Obama visited Alaska and became the first sitting president to travel above the Arctic Circle. The trip was designed to draw attention to climate change in the lead up to last year's international conference in Paris. And the president went out of his way to highlight Alaska villages threatened by rapid erosion. But as Obama prepares to leave office, most of those villages find themselves no closer to a solution. Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
On September 2nd, 2015, President Obama stepped up to the microphone in the Kotzebue School gym.
Hello, Alaska! Hello, Kotzebue!
Obama said he had come north for one big reason: to raise the alarm about the danger of climate change from some of the places where it's most obvious. Places like the eroding village of Kivalina, which he flew over on his way to Kotzebue. For many Alaskans, he said, it's no longer a question of if they will have to relocate, but when. If a foreign power threatened to wipe an American community off the map, he said, the federal government would do everything in its power to stop it. Climate change should be no different.
And what's happening here is America's wake-up call. It should be the world's wake-up call.
I appreciated that he said that, but I haven't personally, I haven't really seen anything come out of it.
Maya Lukin was mayor of Kotzebue during the president's visit. She also worked on climate change issues for the Manilek Association, the regional nonprofit. Lukin was pretty excited about Obama's visit.
You know, personally, I was like, I'm going to meet the president.
And professionally, she hoped his visit would draw attention to the issues facing rural Alaska, which it did. And she appreciates that. But she says attention isn't enough.
When the president says something like the United States would do anything in its power to make sure that these places aren't wiped off the face of the earth, you got to put your money where your mouth is.
And on that front, the response hasn't matched the rhetoric. 5 months after the president's visit, the Obama administration released its major funding proposal as part of its final budget request to Congress. $400 million over 10 years for issues including village relocation in rural Alaska. But Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski called that basically a bait and switch. The program would have been paid for by taking revenue away from other oil-producing states, and it had little chance of passing Congress. Murkowski accused the Obama administration of using Alaska as just a backdrop for his climate change agenda. During his visit to Kotzebue, Obama also announced that the Denali Commission, which has historically built infrastructure in rural Alaska, would be the lead federal agency coordinating relocation efforts.
There'd be one federal agency that could marshal all the federal agencies together and then be responsive to the state and the individual communities.
Joel Niemeyer is co-chair of the Denali Commission. He says that's a pretty big deal. But the new assignment came with no new funding. The Obama administration requested an additional $4 million a year for the commission, but Congress has yet to appropriate it. Niemeyer says the Denali Commission is doing what it can within its small existing budget. But it's frustrating.
All of Alaska now knows the commission has this assignment. My concern is that if in future appropriations there are no funds for this effort, that's the material to rural Alaska. They're still going to come to us and say, this is your assignment. See it through.
And Niemeyer says for a while this year, he even had trouble getting a call back from the White House to clarify his agency's new assignment. Obama, of course, has many fans in rural Alaska, and they point out there's only so much the president can do. It's Congress that controls the federal purse strings. And Sally Russell Cox, a planner with the state who's worked on relocation for about a decade, says the issues are clearly getting more attention.
The federal agencies are now engaged at a very high level, so there's a lot of high-level attention to how funding and other resources can be pooled to help these communities.
Agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Energy, and Interior, have made money available for things like water infrastructure, energy efficiency, and planning, but nothing close to the amounts needed to move a whole village. Cox says the state will continue to do what it can, but she says the federal government has a special responsibility, because in many cases, villages are where they are because the federal government put them there, often by choosing the location for a school. With Obama on his way out the door, that federal responsibility now falls to Congress and the incoming Trump administration. Maya Lukin in Kotzebue says she hopes the next president will pay attention, because rural Alaska is running out of time.
We don't call them climate change adaptation plans. We call them a survival plan. So how are we going to survive? How are we going to ensure that our culture stays alive in, you know, our changing weather?
For now, that's a question without a good answer. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.
The Obama administration did have one pot of money it could have used to help villages dealing with climate change, but none of that money came to Alaska. Tomorrow, we'll hear why.